It takes the whole of life to learn how to live. And what will perhaps make you wonder more, it takes the whole of life to learn how to die. Take a view from above. Look at the thousands of flocks and herds, the thousands of human ceremonies, every sort of voyage in storm or calm. The range of creation, combination and extinction. Consider too the lives once lived by others long before you, the lives that will be lived after you, the lives lived now among foreign tribes, and how many never even heard your name. How many will very soon forget it? How many praise you now but quickly turn to blame? Reflect that neither memory nor fame, nor anything else at all, has any importance worth thinking of. Often, a very old man has no other proof of his long life than his age. Penetrate into their directing minds, and you will see what sort of critics you fear, and what poor critics they are of themselves. You act like mortals in all that you fear, and like immortals in all that you desire. If someone can prove me wrong and show me my mistake in any thought or action, I shall gladly change. I seek the truth, by which no one has ever truly been harmed. The harm is to persist in one's own self-deception and ignorance. Some things are within our power, while others are not. Within our power are opinion, motivation, desire, aversion, and, in a word, whatever is of our own doing. Not within our power are our body, our property, reputation, office, and, in a word, whatever is not of our own doing. The greatest obstacle to life is expectancy, which hangs upon tomorrow and loses today. You are arranging what lies in fortune's control and abandoning what lies in yours. Is someone afraid of change? Well, what can ever come to be without change? Or what is dearer or closer to the nature of the whole than change? Can you yourself take your bath if the wood that heats it is not changed? Can you be fed unless what you eat changes? Can any other of the benefits of life be achieved without change? Do you not see then that for you to be changed is equal, and equally necessary to the nature of the whole? They lose the day in expectation of the night, and the night in fear of the dawn. Do not dream of possession of what you do not have. Rather, reflect on the greatest blessings in what you do have, and on their account, remind yourself how much they would have been missed if they were not there. But at the same time, you must be careful not to let your pleasure in them habituate you to dependency, to avoid distress if they are sometimes absent. It is not that we have a short time to live, but that we waste a lot of it. Life is long enough, and a sufficiently generous amount has been given to us for the highest achievements, if it were all well invested. But when it is wasted in heedless luxury and spent on no good activity, we are forced at last, by death's final constraint, to realize that it has passed away before we knew it was passing. So it is. We are not given a short life, but we make it short, and we are not ill-supplied, but wasteful of it. Life is long if you know how to use it. Say to yourself first thing in the morning, "Today I shall meet people who are meddling, ungrateful, aggressive, treacherous, malicious, unsocial. All this has afflicted them through their ignorance of true good and evil. But I have seen that the nature of good is what is right, and the nature of evil what is wrong. And I have reflected that the nature of the offender himself is akin to my own, not a kinship of blood or seed, but a sharing in the same mind, the same fragment of divinity. Therefore I cannot be harmed by any of them, as none will infect me with their wrong. Nor can I be angry with my kinsman or hate him. We were born for cooperation, like feet, like hands, like eyelids, like the rows of upper and lower teeth. So to work in opposition to one another is against nature, and anger or rejection is opposition." In guarding their fortune, men are often close-fisted. Yet when it comes to the matter of wasting time, in the case of the one thing in which it is right to be miserly, they show themselves most extravagant. "If any man despises me, that is his problem. My only concern is not doing or saying anything deserving of contempt." You live as if you are destined to live forever. No thought of your frailty ever enters your head. Of how much time has already gone by, you take no heed. You squander time as if you drew from a full and abundant supply, though all the while that day which you bestow on some person or thing is perhaps your last. Never let the future disturb you. You will meet it, if you have to, with the same weapons of reason which today arm you against the present. As far as I am concerned, I know that I have lost not wealth, but distractions. The body's needs are few. It wants to be free from cold, to banish hunger and thirst with nourishment. If we long for anything more, we are exerting ourselves to serve our vices, not our needs. Constantly test your mental impressions, each one individually if you can. Investigate the cause, identify the emotion, apply the analysis of logic. But life is very short and anxious for those who forget the past, neglect the present, and fear the future.